Virginia put up a sign on the highway and it said, "Expect the unexpected." Well, if you expect the unexpected, it is no longer unexpected, but that's another story. But you can expect the unexpected here too. But it's good to be here. And as you hear oftentimes, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it." If you have your Bibles, you want to read along Psalm 148. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass." The first part of this psalm, the whole psalm speaks of praise to God, but the first part of it speaks of created things, the angels and the sun, the moon, and the stars. It says, "Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts." I don't think that they need to be told to do it. I think they praise God at all times and all seasons. But I think the intent here of the writer is that we would understand that everything praises God. Amen. Everything that has breath, and the ones that don't, praise God. Amen. But it says, "Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host." We oftentimes think about the fact that Jesus Christ left heaven and immortal glory to come to this low ground of sin and sorrow to pay the debt for us. But yet he was there when the angels praised God, when the hosts praised God. He was there being praised also. And yet he left all of that for you and I. Brethren, we cannot take our salvation lightly. It was an immense price paid, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. It says, "Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light." If the sun and the moon and the stars, as big as they are, as unwieldy as they are, according to us, I would say that they praise God every day by giving light to the world. They praise God every day by doing what they were created to do and ordained to do. They are not unwieldy when it comes to being under the care and watchful eye of God. They come up every day. They go down every day. You might say, "Well, it was cloudy. It came up somewhere." You don't necessarily have to see the sun to know that it comes up. You don't necessarily have to see the Son of God to know that he lives and rules within the hearts of his people. There's many things that we can't see. The Spirit, just like the wind. You can't see the wind. Every once in a while somebody say, "Look out there at the wind blowing. I see the effects, but I don't see the wind." It's the same thing when the Spirit of God comes into one of His little children. Now that child might be 80 or 90 years old, but it's still one of His little children. When that Spirit of God comes, you see the effects of it, but you cannot see the Spirit. But you know that it moves. The sun and the moon praise Him. Supposedly, next week or week after, there's going to be an eclipse. People are clamoring for glasses and a way to go see it. I don't think I'll bother. Now, it's an amazing thing, but I know that it's up there. I know that God created it. And I know that it'll do exactly as God ordained it to do. So to risk blindness to look at it just doesn't seem feasible to me. But God will be praised, whether it's a full eclipse or 60% or whatever it is. We're told in my part of the country it's only going to be only 60%. One thing it might do, have a little controversy at home. I think that the sun gets its light from the moon, and there's another one that lives there with me that thinks it has its own light. But if the moon is in front of the sun and it's dark, I don't think it's got much light. And if it's 240,000 miles away, and yet man can land on it, I don't think it has enough light to toast them. It would take quite a bit to see that far. I was telling some of the folk earlier, I walked out to the lookout there on the Skyline Drive. It's supposed to be the best view of scenery on Eastern continental side of the United States. I couldn't even see Luray to make it out, let alone see the moon 240 or 290,000 miles away. But it says, praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. There was a star many years ago that guided the wise man. A star. People have asked for 2,000 years, how did they know it was His star? The same way you know that He's your Savior. The same way you know that He created the universe. There are some things that God just reveals to His people that we know. We don't question it. I know this book is true. I don't understand a lot of it, but I know it's true. I know God created the universe, and for the life of me, I don't understand how, other than the fact by His awesome power. That, to me, that's much easier to believe than to think what the silly people do. Evolution. But anyway, a star. One star. Guided the wise man right to where that Christ child was. Brethren, I want you to know that the Spirit of God yet today guides us that we might see the Son of God in all His Shekinah glory, that we might praise His name with every ounce of our being. And we'll get to that, Lord willing, later, but nevertheless, we are told to praise Him. Praise Him, ye heavens of heaven, and ye waters that are above the heavens. You ever thought about that? When you talk about the waters praising God, you might think about all these oceans and all these rivers that you see. It said, ye waters that are above the heavens. When it comes down to us praising God, we praise Him that He don't drop it all on us at one time. Yet at the same time, we're told that a flood would not ever destroy the earth again. People don't believe that. Every time a flood comes, they begin to fret that Here it comes. The Noah flood. Number one, it wasn't Noah's flood. It was God's flood. Noah never had a flood. Noah was obedient to build the ark. Remember Brother John Funk talking about traveling and seeing the place. We're going to rebuild Noah's ark. My son a few months ago went visiting somewhere. I don't even know where it was, but he saw the replica of Noah's ark. Brother, that ark has no drawing to me. What it shows forth to me is the ark of the covenant and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of all His people. Not worried about an ark. Now, you know, I've done some building. I used to be a carpenter and this and that and the other. It would be nice to see how it's put together. But I have no real drawing cord to view the ark. And no, I'm not going to look for the Ark of the Covenant either. It's gone. But Jesus Christ is yet alive. There are multitudes, millions no doubt, that worship those that are yet smoldering in the grave. And yet we can sing that song, He lives, He lives. Who once was dead, He lives my everlasting head. There must be life in our Savior in order for us to have that hope of eternal life. He must be risen from the grave so that we would ever have any thought of that ourselves. But yet, we're confident. 1 Corinthians 15 will tell you all about it. There's no hope if He's not risen. But yet, I can stand here and say that I know that my Redeemer lives just like old Job did thousands of years ago. Let them, and it tells the sun and the moon and the stars and the waters to praise God. In verse 5 it said, let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Here the writer tells all these entities to praise God. And then it says why? Because He commanded and they were created. Think about the power. Let there be. And it was. I mean, for how many years since the Camp David Accords has president after president after president tried to say, I'm going to bring peace to the Middle East? I tell you today, there will not be any peace in the Middle East. They've been fighting since, you know, time immemorial, you might say. Way back in the beginning, Ishmael and Isaac, they're not going to come together. They have different beliefs, different ways of settling scores, and they might say they're going to do this and that and the other, but they don't do it. And they never will. Besides that, there is not going to be peace on earth. We're looking for the peace that passes all understanding that's in our bosom. That's the peace when we're gathered together here. It's a Bethel spot. It's a heaven below my Redeemer to know. But as far as peace throughout the land, it doesn't make any difference who's in Washington or Jerusalem or North Korea or nothing. It's making a difference. My God is in control. He is and always has been. He hath also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass. When the Lord created the angels, the sun, moon, stars, put the waters up there, He set it in motion and it will not pass what He set it there for. Verse 7 says, praise the Lord from the earth, you dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the people of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. I don't see where there's anything left out here, whether it be in heaven or on earth or in the seas. All things are told to praise God. All the things in the deep are told to praise God. He said, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, praise God. You might think that these things are to be feared. And again, I have one living at home that's afraid of lightning, thunder, and all that kind of stuff. Me, I like to sneak and open the sliding glass door and watch it and listen without the glass between. It shows me the power of God. He controls the thunder. He controls the lightning. He controls the wind. He controls the rain. And it said, let all them praise God. Every once in a while, as a result of that, you'll see a rainbow. And then you remember that God made the covenant. And God said he would remember the covenant. He didn't tell us that we had to. But God said, when I see the rainbow, I will remember the covenant. I think I told it in your hearing that at one time I saw three rainbows side by side. People were pulling over, grabbing their cameras and taking pictures. I'd never seen that before or since, but it was three distinct rainbows. And they were beautiful. I think I also told you that some few years ago there was one right behind my house, a few hundred feet from my back door. And I'd cried out to God for healing. Cried out, if you would, you know, let me know. A sign, you know, we're not supposed to ask for signs, but every once in a while we do. And here's that rainbow right behind my house. And it went over the next hill. Now, I think that rainbow was for me. And you can't convince me otherwise. Because it did my heart good. I praise God with every ounce of my being. And it's not like that brought to faith. The faith came before that, before I even got home from the hospital. I told them, I said, all is well. Healing has come. They look at you like you got three heads. It doesn't matter. I don't really care what people think. It's what my God thinks. And, you know, trust me, He knows what I am. He knows I'm not worth anything. He knows I'm poor, weak, and worthless, and cold, barren, and undone. But He also knows that He loved me and gave me to Jesus Christ in that covenant back before the dust of the highest hills was ever laid, if indeed I am what I hope to be. Well, I know that was the change. You take an old boy like me living down in the hills, running around with the people that had the hot rods and every once in a while taking a nip of white lightning and stuff like that. Change to one that wants to run up down the roads, not to go to that sort of thing, but to go to the meeting houses to praise and honor God and to hear the word preached with power. Lord, that didn't happen here. That happened outside of me, and I know that for a fact. But he said, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Everything fulfills the word of God. Yesterday, we were supposed to get a horrendous storm. My tractor had been broke down for better part of a week. The parts came in. I got them after 12 yesterday. It's supposed to start this huge storm at 4 o'clock, and I'm rushing trying to put new bearings in the tractor, put the wheels back on it, and get out there and cut the grass. It didn't rain until after dark, if it rained at all. No storm. That's, you know, it said God. God is in control. The fire and the hail and the snow and the vapors and the stormy wind fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. The mountains. The mountains praise God. I don't know exactly how they do it other than the fact that they cause us to appreciate the beauty of God. Many years ago, Brother Forrest Atwood talked about what a nice place it was to live in this area, and he talked about the fact that the mountains blocked the storms when they would be coming. Well, last Friday when I was up on the skyline, they were calling for a storm then too. And it didn't come. And I says, aha, the mountains blocked the storm. But look out at their beauty. I have no desire for the water unless it's at the foot of the mountain. I like the mountain. Story used to be, you can take the boy from a country, but you can't take the country from the boy. You can't take the mountain from them either. People give you all that silly stuff about your walk. One leg's longer than the other because of walking on a mountain. They don't have enough sense to know that you have to turn around and go back. The only way that would happen is if he went round and around and around the mountain and never changed directions. People are silly. But anyway, the mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Every once in a while I go down to what's supposed to be a park. It's the beginnings of one. And try to walk a little. Over across the road, there's a little hill over there. And every once in a while, there's cattle over there. And I say, yes, my God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Everything, the creeping things, the cattle, everything praises God. Because you look at that and you say, my God made this. We praise God because of all these things that the writer here wants to praise God. We praise God because of them when we see them, the beauty. It's a stunning world out there. And God made it for us. But He's made a better one yet. He's made a better one yet. This one here we have defiled. Oh, but there's a better world. Some call it heaven's pure world. In heaven and immortal glory, round about the throne of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer, our elder brother, our joint heir, you might say. He's back in His rightful, lawful position at the right hand of the Father on high, getting the praise and honor that's due Him. What did the writer say in Revelation? Thou art worthy because Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us by Thy blood out of every nation, kindred, tribe, and tongue. Thou wast slain. Brethren, He's not slain now. He's alive and He's alive forevermore. Someday we too will know the meaning of that because we'll be there. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Oftentimes, a king will amass a lot of power. They think. That power is nothing if it's not according to the will of God, because just like that, that king can be laying down or out eating grass. Eating grass like an ox. That's how much power the king has. They think they got all this power. There's one sitting not too far from here thinks he's got the power to push a button and blow half the world up. He don't have any power except the powers that are ordained of God. Every once in a while when somebody wants to do something like that, you'll find that there are wiser ones around. The restraining power of God. I say all this, I suppose, to tell you, don't fret about what's going on. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter. God is in control. If it's His will to blow the world up, and I don't think it is, because God said He would destroy the earth. He did not say man would. Mutual destruction. No, no, no. It's not going to be mutual. It's going to be God. And no other person or entity on the other side. It's God and God alone. There's nothing else. He has that power. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord. I trust this morning that you indeed are a people near unto the Lord. We're told those that are near are the ones that He loves, His special people. Those far off used to be us as Gentiles. The nation of Israel assumed that they were the near people. Oh, but when that Gentile tree was grafted in, we're all His people. The spiritual Israel is just as near as the natural Israel, or more so. Because He's loved us with an everlasting love. He set His love and affection upon us. We're told to praise God. What's the hymn say? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all you creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We praise Him with every ounce of our being. We met here today to praise His name, to lift it up above every name that's ever been named. Brethren, there's nothing worthy of praise other than our God. You can't praise anyone for anything. Nowadays, people want to fall down at the feet of somebody that can throw a ball or carry a ball or hit a ball or drive a car, whatever. They only are using the talents that God gave them. We're told to praise God. Praise His holy name. His name is the only one that's holy. Thrice holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. We're told to praise Him. May we spend our, not only this day, but our life, praising our God with every ounce of our being, and I thank you.
Sing a verse of 500.